My interpreter told me their stories. We have no freedom, they said. We hope still, though, that we could leave this house someday and go someplace else where we actually get paid for our dying. It's estimated that more than 4,000 children are enslaved on Lake Volta, the largest man-made lake in the world. When we first arrived, I went to have a quick look. I saw what seemed to be a family fishing on a boat. Two older brothers, some younger kids. Makes sense, right? Wrong. They were all enslaved. Children are taken from their families and trafficked and vanished. And they're forced to work endless hours on these boats on the lake, even though they do not know how to swim. This young child is 8 years old. He was trembling when our boat approached, frightened it would run over his tiny canoe. He was petrified he would be knocked in the water. The skeletal tree limbs submerged in Lake Volta often catch the fishing nets, and weary, frightened children are thrown into the water to untether the lines. Many of them drown. For as long as he can recall, he's been forced to work on the lake. Terrified of his master, he will not run away. And since he's been treated with cruelty all his life, he passes that down to the younger slaves that he manages.